Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Let's jump in right away. It's 2:07. The Timberwolves are going to play the world champion Denver Nuggets in the most highly anticipated series of the second round. These two teams developed a rivalry over the last few years. Obviously, the Nuggets have the upper hand. They won the series last year. They won the championship. But the Wolves and Nuggets have interesting approaches to each other. Obviously, the Wolves have size, and that allows the Wolves to match up favorably against the best player on the planet, Nikola Jokic. And then we have the whole situation with Chris Finch. As the Wolves were finishing off a very, very impressive series sweep over the Phoenix Suns, you have the situation where Mike Conley and Devin Booker are engaged, and unfortunately, Mike Conley runs into Chris Finch. He suffers the rupture of patella tendon injury, has surgery yesterday, and lo and behold, Chris Finch is at practice today. Chris's good friend and the lead assistant for the Timberwolves, Micah Norrie, is kind enough to join us. Like all guests, Micah is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I know your schedule is very busy, Micah, so I really appreciate you coming on. When Chris showed up today, a day after surgery, what was your reaction?
It was great. He had told me that he was going to try to make it, and I said, I believe it when I see it. But lo and behold, he showed up, and it was great when he walked into the film room today. The players gave him a round of applause, and he said he wished that they liked him that much before he got hurt. But it was good. Obviously, and it does two things. One, it's obviously, you know, Coach Finch is obviously well-respected, very well-liked, care for him as a person, make sure his health is good. And for him to be in the building just lifted everybody's spirits. And, you know, anytime that your leader is gone, you're kind of looking around and wondering. But when he's back like that, it kind of eases everybody's tensions.
Okay, he's your friend, and he's the leader of this team. How would you describe his the pain he was in and how involved he was in with practice, considering these unique circumstances?
Yeah, I think I think the pain, you know, the initial pain medication that they gave him was starting to wear off from the surgery. So I think he was in immense pain, but I think that he doesn't show it. You know, you ask him, everything is, I'm fine. But and involved in practice, very much so. Basically, nothing changed other than the fact that he was sitting down as opposed to standing up, but everything was going on right in front of him. And he was stopping practice and coaching just as he always would. So nothing much changed on that front. So it was very good. And he made the point that obviously it's his leg and thankfully not his head or his mind or anything else. And so other than the fact that he just can't move around, everything else remains the same.
You guys are flying out tonight, just dealing with altitude issues with the series starting at some point Saturday night. That's still dependent upon what happens in a couple of these games tonight, whether it's 6 or 8:30. Are you expecting Chris on the plane tonight?
I don't think he's going to fly with us tonight, which is not a big deal because I think he has a follow-up appointment tomorrow morning, post-op surgery appointment. So he's going to just get that looked at. And then the plan for him is to fly out tomorrow morning. And it's great because we really don't have anything as a team until tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock Denver time for practice there. So he'll be there in plenty of time to meet with us as coaches, handle the film session before practice, and then be there at practice again. So other than him just not physically being on the plane with us, that's the only thing he won't miss as far as game prep for Saturday.
So I don't want you to turn you into our mutual friend Sheldon Burns here, but, I mean, can Chris be in front of the bench? I just don't see how he can take that risk considering crutches, and is it more realistic to think that, okay, he's going to Denver, you've established that, but for his own safety, considering the limitations of his movement, that he has to be in a safer spot behind the bench?
Yeah, I think that would be fair to say. I think that that's kind of what we'll put together over the next 48 hours is kind of what his situation is going to be. And it could be, you know, there's numerous different things. But hopefully the best case scenario, I think, is I don't think that the NBA would allow him, nor would I don't think Finchie want to be up on crutches moving up and down the sideline. That's not safe for him nor the players. So I think most likely what they would do is we'd be able to find him a seat, hopefully directly right behind the bench. And the only thing that would change is the fact that he would not be up and down the sidelines coaching. I think that would be more so myself. But I said, you know, Phil Jackson never stood up during games, and he won 11 championships.
Yeah, so worked out well.
At the end of the day, this might be a blessing in disguise. Who knows?
Well, it's also possible that, you know, Saturday, I've called a lot of games at that arena. It's a loud arena where Chris is signaling to you about a change, and you've always thought, you know, I really want to do this. And Chris is like, Micah, why didn't you do it? And you can go, God, Chris, I didn't hear you. Sorry about that. I couldn't quite hear you. I mean, this could be your opportunity.
Well, that's what I said. I told the staff and all that. I said, I have no problem being the messenger and all this, but if you see me standing up nor mid-court and not working my way back towards the bench at all, that means I'm either wanting to do my own thing, I went rogue, or I'm in trouble. So it could be a number of things. So
I'd love.
And then I said, "Oh, you said four up. I thought you said something else. My fault."
It would only be with Wolves history if you, seemingly one of the nicer guys, but all of a sudden we find out Micah Norrie, Dave Harrigan, has went rogue. What is he? Yeah. Why is Luka Garza playing point guard right now? What is going on? Why is Mike Conley guarding Nikola Jokic all across the floor? Funny stuff.
I said it'd be great if Finchie, I'm up towards the front, towards midcourt, and he sends a sub in, and then the guy's coming towards me. I say, what are you doing? No. You need to go back. That'd be the ultimate, right?
And it's Ant. And Ant's thinking, okay, Mike is in front of the bench. Do I listen to him or do I listen to Finchie? What's going on? Then you guys have four players on the floor. I mean, this has to seem a bit surreal to you, right? Chris is your friend. I mean, this just doesn't happen in games where a coach gets hurt this way. The team is absolutely rolling, just this clinical performance against the Suns. Now you face the champs, an organization that you work for 3 years, one of your closest friends in the league is the star, the stud, the best player in the game, Nikola Jokic. The circumstances of all this coming together with your role right in the middle of this, at times you're just shaking your head how this is playing out?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I'd be lying, you know, and you think about all those things. But I mean, in all honesty, the thing, and I even told this to Pinchot, I wasn't just saying to say it, but I mean this in all sincerity, that the toughest thing for me is the fact, and the thing that makes me lose sleep is two things. Number one, I feel awful for Finchie. I mean, here's a chance as a head coach, the things he's done for this organization in 3 years to get us to this point, the first time for him to be a head coach in the second round of NBA, and what he's done is, I mean, he got my vote, obviously, for coach of the year. No disrespect to Dagenault, who did a phenomenal job. But so I feel awful for Finchie. And then the second thing is, I'm not worried because the way that Finchie does things and all this, we kind of pretty much think the same way. I essentially just don't want to, I don't want to be the reason for a win or a loss at the end of the day. I just want to make sure that, you know, it's not, to use Finchie's terms, it's not a clunky thing that's going on where it becomes a distraction for the players and that type of thing. But that's my biggest worries is, you know, we know Denver in and out. They know what we're going to do. We know what they're going to do. We know how we want to attack them. Finchie does a great job of preparing us, and he's pretty much given us 96% of it all. So it's just that 4% that he would normally take care of in game for sure that may or may not end up with me. And I just, where I lose sleep is making sure that I'm not the reason that something goes awry. And that's why I feel horrible about the whole situation.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
You can hear why so many people enjoy interviewing Mike Inouye. He's honest, he's funny, and he's in this unique position with Chris Finch back at practice today, but on crutches, and the Wolves staring at the best team in ball. As the Wolves are playing as good as any team, I want you to reflect on one of Chris's answers, which I thought was so good when he was asked. I think it was even after Game 3 when somebody out in Phoenix said, you know, Chris, what's been the turning point to kind of put behind the past? And Chris was like, you know, I wasn't here for the past. That doesn't matter. And that, for me, that resonated. Mike, I called games for the team for 16 years. I left because of the health of my son. I saw a lot of the good and bad. But that doesn't matter to you guys. That doesn't matter to Anthony Edwards and Carl Towns. It matters to the fans. I totally get it. It matters because I have a memory of all that. But what's happened in the 2010 year, the 2004, 1988, fans can bring that up, but you guys, it's not a factor at all, right?
No, yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think that, and to show you how it works, I mean, I was on that Denver team that the Timberwolves beat in game 82 to knock us out of the playoffs and put you guys into the playoffs. So right. I was hoping to add to the misery of Wolves fans at that time. And Now all of a sudden I'm the biggest, and my family was the same way. And now, yeah. I mean, my family and obviously is just the biggest Wolves fans ever, as we all are. So that's kind of how it goes. I mean, yes, you respect the history of the team that you're working for, you know, the knowledge and obviously, you know, we all know the history of it, but it really doesn't affect us except for these last 3 years where we could actually impact it or, sure, you know, on a very small level, but where we can become a part of it. And but that's where it really matters the most to us, obviously.
Mike Inouye with us. We'll keep him a couple more questions and let him go. Wolves in Denver. It's going to be a great series. It's starting Saturday. Okay. You've been asked so much, so many times this week, so just indulge me. You know, when you were in Denver, Nikola gets drafted. No one on the planet thought he would turn into what? I mean, he's going to be a historic player, right? I mean, some people can make the argument right now, even at this point, because he's about to win his third MVP award, that he's the 15th, 16th best player of all time with his prime still ahead of him. Why did you two click so much? And why is he so unique? I mean, we have a lot of great players in this league. Number five on your team might be battling Nikola in a few years for best player in the game. Mm-hmm. But Nikola Jokic is a brilliant player who plays the game unlike almost anybody who's ever played the game.
Yeah, he definitely is. And I apologize because I could go on forever, but the first thing was when I first got there, his rookie year, we were in summer league in Vegas, and I was the head coach. I had just got named assistant coach. Mike Malone just took over. And at that time, we had just drafted Emmanuel Mudiay with the pick in the draft. Yep. We had Gary Harris from the year before, who was a first-round pick, and we had Yusef Nurkic, who was a first-round pick. And Nurkic was coming back from surgery. So we also had Nikola Jokic. And I'm not going to lie, I had no idea who Nikola Jokic was. I honest to God didn't. And then I'm running plays, and I think I said this yesterday, and this is truth. He would send me gifts to this day of Forrest Gump just running with, you know, aimlessly across country. He said, this was me in summer league that first year because you never ran any plays for me. All I did was run sprints. And all I'd done is turned it around and said that, you know, that was just a motivational factor. You needed to earn your stripes and look how good you are today because of me. You know, I mean, obviously that's not the case. But so how did we become so close is because, you know, it's just one might just be logistically because I always sat or stood next to him. The way it worked out, that was where the open space was in the locker room. So I was next to him for every film session and we'd talk a little bit. And he's a very quiet, he's a very introverted person. But he's very, very smart and very, very funny. And we have the same sense of humor, very sarcastic. And he's also self-deprecating. He's not afraid to laugh at himself. But and the other thing was he would just ask really good basketball questions. I mean, I was learning from him probably as much as he learned anything from me at all. But so we spent 3 years together. He also sat next to me on the bus, and I still to this day think he only sat next to me because he didn't want to walk all the way to the back. And I was closer to the front. He wanted to get out sooner. So we'd share bus rides, and then we'd talk a lot. And, you know, he talked about his horses and his family and stuff, and I'd ask a lot of questions about Serbia. So we just kind of became naturally friends there. And then when I left, we always stayed in touch to this day. We still text quite a bit and always give each other a hard time. But he always reminds me of the fact that I didn't run anything for him. And then the second part of your question, I apologize again for the long answer, but why he is so good is that a couple things. One, he's one of those guys, number one, he's a very selfless player, and he's one of those guys that always makes the right play. And what I mean by that is you'll see guys in the league that if they're getting double teamed the whole game, at some point they're going to be like, no, I need to score. I need to do mine. Or they don't make the proper reads. But he's just one of those guys that, don't get me wrong, he'll turn it over, and usually he'll turn it over trying to make a play like a big throw ahead, or he's throwing a ball to a man where he thought he should have been instead of where he actually was. So he's not perfect by any means, but he just sees things in slow motion. He sees things before they happen. He's also one of those guys that he may throw the ball to me anticipating that I should throw it to you because that would be the right play. And if I shoot it or do something in that regard, then that's where he would get frustrated because he just sees the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Yep.
He always makes the right play every single time. He just does. And then it becomes a matter of either he's a make or miss or the guy that he throws it to is making or missing an open shot. And that's why you just see his numbers are so consistent across, you know, daggone near a triple-double all the time because he takes what a defense will give him. Even through us this year, you know, there's been times where we've tried to play him straight up and make him score and other people beat us. And, you know, just like that last game, he went 16 for 20, I think, for 41 points. And then there's times where – and he didn't have a whole lot of assists. And there's other times where we said, shoot, let's double him and make him try to share the ball. And that's where you'll see the games where he'll have 14 or 15 assists. So I agree with you. I do think not just because, I mean, I enjoy being around him and he's a close friend of mine, that he's one of the best to ever do it just because there really is no answer. He's so big. He's such a good ball handler. I mean, his height and his size, he can make any pass on the floor because he's almost 7 foot. And he has such a great touch around the rim and those type of things. So there's really no flaw in his game. And he just, and he's the consummate teammate because it's not about him. It's about everybody else. And then the last thing I'll say is, I think you're absolutely right. I think number five that we have here running around for us in Minnesota has a chance to be the face of this league and be one of those guys that's up there taking that MVP from a Nikola Jokic.
Do me one favor. My boy Jim Pete's going to now switch over to radio. Kick him off the plane. Say, listen, you're either TV all year, you can't be both, and just say, listen, right now without Finchie, I'm running the plane. I was on those planes forever. You're the de facto head coach. Tell Jim, you got to go. You got a boss out there. Just kick him off the plane. I would greatly appreciate that.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but of the 60 people on the plane, other than maybe Kat and Ant, take away the players, Jim Teague might be the most important guy in this building. You know he can't go anywhere. Yeah, he's got to be out there with
him. Wait a second. Are we talking to Jim, different Jim Pete? Wait a second. Are we talking my guy? No. He's my boy. All right. I really enjoyed it. Let's talk again, and best of luck on Saturday.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me, Chad. I really appreciate it as well. Thank you.
Micah Norre. Can you get more likable than him? 24 past 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.